206-1529.
Meditate, it brings about evidence. Remember, our emotions are created by where we place our focus. What are you focused on? Get me Job chapter 31, verse 1. Then we're still laying the foundation for this. Job made a statement here in Job. He said, I made a covenant with my eyes. A covenant with his eyes. Why then should I look or think? Why then should I think? He didn't say look, but think. Why then should I think upon a maid? And this was when Job's wife was acting up. Just cuss God and die, you. With your diseased self. I'd have made a covenant with my eyes. I ain't looking nowhere else. And therefore, he had control of how he thought. Amen. Come on, come on. You look too long, you're going to think long. Think wrong. Amen. So, ears, eyes. Meditating has to do with the thought patterns, but also what we utter. What we speak. What is your conversation like? Again, are you talking about what you're going through or where you're going to? Make it a habit. I mean, on purpose, to talk about where you're going to. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but just talk about where you're going to. Stop talking about what you're going through. Amen. Don't give that any place in your life, in your thinking. Because what you see, what you hear, what you talk about, you're gathering evidence for. And whatever has the most evidence in your life is where you are headed and what you will believe. All right? Now, let's go back a little further to Genesis, where the Holy Spirit was moving upon the face of the deep after the destruction, after God sent destruction. And I believe it was the time after Lucifer rebelled and the whole universe was thrown into chaos, because God didn't create it that way. But there, the Holy Spirit was brooding or moving. The word is brooding. It's a Hebrew word, and he was brooding. Now, it has to do with brooding and fluttering. Okay? He was over the Holy Spirit. How many know he's omnipresent? He's over all of the creation in the earth, and he was brooding. God hadn't spoken. There was no light. Holy Spirit was brooding. And as a hen or an eagle flutters over her nest, over her young, over the egg, what is doing? It's sending vibrations. Amen. Amen. Into that embryo that's sending life. Not only warmth, but vibrations. Amen. And it's assisting it in its growth and in order for it to be able to hatch. Amen. Amen. That's why they flutter. Now, the Holy Spirit was fluttering over the earth. Now, notice something. When God said, light be, he wasn't talking about the sun and the moon. Amen. And the stars. Amen. It wasn't light that you could that you could look up there and see. It was the electricity. Amen. You know, like the electromagnetic stuff, light be. In other words, the energy or that we don't see. You know, all the waves that's going through here, all the radio waves, all the magnetic waves, all that stuff is here. We don't see it. But God said, light be. Now, so first there was the unseen. Now it was the fourth day that the sun and the stars and the moon reappeared. It wasn't until the fourth day. But there were 3 days of a light. It's just like faith. On the fourth day, you'll see it with your eyes. But for the first 3 days, you got to walk in it, in the unseen, by faith. Amen. Tell somebody, gather that evidence. See, everything, and this is what we have to understand, everything that exists was brought into being by the same process that we use when we seek to manifest what God has promised us. Holy Spirit brooded. He sent vibrations. He sent life into that realm before God spoke. And so when that was prepared, then God said, light be, and then light came. Everything came alive. All right? But Holy Spirit put all the potential, everything back into the earth, life. So we see when the waters receded, that seed was in the ground, and life was in the seed. That was because the Holy Spirit brooded, and then God spoke. And then everything started the cycle of life again. Come on. This is how faith works. Holy Spirit has brooded over your situation. All the potential for all the promises of God are right there in your life. You don't see it, but you got to say something. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look at somebody and tell them, you got to say something. That's why Jesus said, if you will say, some things are not activated till you say something. I don't care how impossible it might seem, how dark it might be, how much opposition you might have. Look at somebody and tell them, say something.
Say something.
And if you can't say it to somebody's face, go in your prayer closet. Go home and start talking about it. You ain't got to get into no strife with anybody. Just start. Listen. Who has ever tried to talk breathing in? You can't talk. When God made Adam, he gave him the breath of life. In other words, he gave him dominion in this earth realm. Give them dominion. Just like God has dominion in all the realms, he gave man dominion in the earth realm so that man could speak out. You know, there's a part of you that leaves you when you speak. It does. What are you speaking? What are you putting into this realm? So now when you couple what you're saying with what God said, then what's coming out of heaven, what's coming out of that invisible realm is coming into this realm.
Amen.
Tell somebody, you got to talk about it too enough till it manifests. That's why I said have faith in God constantly. Constantly, every day, have faith in God. Every day, talk what God is saying. All the time. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't cancel out your faith with doubt. Talk about it when you don't feel it. Talk about it when you don't see it. Talk about it when you have opposition. See, because it's not a feeling. Feeling will come. It's about the breath of life coming out of your mouth. You don't even have to shout it from the mountaintop.
Amen.
You can be whispering it. I am God's child. I am born again. It's going out. It's going out. It's resonating into this realm. Amen. When you can mutter it under your voice. Long as breath is going out. That which is seen wasn't made from nothing. It was made from something unseen. I'm here to tell you again, everything that pertains to your destiny, if it's not seen right now, it's in the realm of the unseen. But it's there. And it's waiting on you. Amen. I said it's waiting on you. Tell somebody, it's waiting on you.
Amen.
We used to sing a song, what was it? God's got a blessing, yeah, with your name on it. There's some truth to that. There's some stuff in that unseen realm that's specifically for you. You were created for it. It's got your fingerprints on it. Amen. It's got your name on it. And it's waiting to hear your voice because it's on the same vibration that you have. Somebody else can be calling and it ain't coming. Because it's yours. Amen. Some folk are going on, never called on it. So theirs went with them. But God says, I'll raise up somebody else. I'll raise up some more to take that place. See, nobody can take the place of somebody that's gone already. But God has to add someone else to do something else, what they didn't do. Amen? How important. Hebrews 11:3. Before everything we see was here, it was in the unseen. But it was here. I'm telling you, there's things in the unseen that are waiting to come into the scene and be seen. You see, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So, things that are seen, things that you want to see and touch and feel, will be created by things that are not seen. But you have access to that realm that is not seen through faith. Through faith we understand this. Now, the potential for everything that we need exists in the unseen world of potential. I like to call it the world of possibility. We are not having, now understand this, you're not having to use your faith to create something from nothing. It's here. It's here. It's only in the unseen realm, the realm you don't see. It's there waiting to take form, waiting to speak to someone, waiting for the price on something to drop, waiting for it to be built. Amen. Just waiting on you to start saying it. Tell someone right now, there's a blessing. Many blessings in the spirit realm that have your name on it. Amen. Just sitting there in heaven's storehouse, waiting for you to call them out. Let me say it that way. So let's take a look at the four phases of faith.
It's time to magnify and multiply. A countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in our community. February the 25th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Haverdale Fence Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. It's a multi-church combined mass choir under the leadership of Larrell Fredericks, with inspirational speaking from Apostle Trevor Banks and a host of pastors, dignitaries, civic leaders. Join us as we magnify and multiply, a countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in the community. February 25th, 5 p.m., Finn Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. We'll see your faces in the place.